When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So let's go back to the 11 teams with Juan Soto. Let's actually narrow this down now,
yeah,
all right?
Well,
so,
we know who they all are, and I'm sure the Dodgers are on that list. I'm sure San Francisco's on that list. I'm sure...
Hold on, let's do this here.
The real question is, are the Angels on that list, you know, because they're the ones that lost Shohei Ohtani.
All right, hold on. So let's go here. Let's do this one by one, all right?
Why are we doing it one by one?
Because I want to have, because we're just like, I'm sure this team, I'm sure that team. No, I want to really know.
All right, Mets, Yankees.
All right, so here we go. Mets, Yankees.
Obviously. Blue Jays.
You love the Blue Jays in this spot, huh?
The Giants. The Padres.
Hold on. I mean, what am I, AI here? Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays.
Do you have shorthand?
No, I have to write everything out. Giants, Padres.
Right.
So I got Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays, Giants, Padres.
Rangers.
Dodgers.
Do you believe that the Braves would give it a run?
No, I don't.
I don't think the Cubs.
Cardinals.
I could see the Cardinals, yeah.
I'm going to put them on there.
How many teams are we up to now?
See, this is why I wanted to do this. See, we're just tossing them out. We don't even know how many numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, so we need 3 more teams.
Red Sox?
Wait, yeah.
I got a better one than that. Phillies.
The Phillies, definitely.
Phillies, Red Sox, you think?
I think the Red Sox. Now, the question is, there's nobody in the Central. The Guardians, the Royals, the Tigers, the Twins. He ain't going anywhere. He's not going there. No. How about the Astros?
No, I don't think so, because they can barely sign their own. All those guys end up leaving and signing elsewhere.
But they may end up losing Bregman.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think so.
Did you put the Angels and Rangers on there?
I didn't put the Angels, but the Rangers
are. They just lost Shohei Ohtani.
So, right.
But he's also going to want to go somewhere. Okay, I'll take the money, but I also would like to win.
He's taking every last dollar.
Right, so the Angels would stick him with Mike Trout, and hopefully Mike Trout can get healthy again and have a full season.
All right, so you comfortable with this 11? Ready? Mets, Yanks, Blue Jays, Giants, Padres, Rangers, Dodgers, Cardinals, Phillies, Red Sox, Angels. We missing anybody?
The Brewers are not doing it. The Cubs are not doing it. The Reds are not doing it. The Pirates are not doing it. The Diamondbacks, I don't think, are doing it, and the Rockies are definitely not doing it. So, yeah, so I would say, yeah, we're right on it.
I just got more information about this double leech spot.
It's amazing how much information comes your way.
Brought his girlfriend, too. I mean.
He's got a girlfriend? That's good.
That's good.
That is welcome news, because that means he's happy.
Okay. I mean, geez, he really took advantage. I mean, Eddie didn't bring his wife.
And plus, you know, if he's sitting in those seats, is that free food there?
There's free food at the tailgate. I don't think there's free food once you get in.
So now he brought his girlfriend. Now he's showing off. Hey, look at me. Look at who I hang out with. These are the people I rub elbows with.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I actually did know he had a girlfriend because we asked him to be a part of Boomer and Geo Live, and he can't because he's going to Wicked with his girlfriend that night.
Holy Christ, what is going on with him? All right, so did you get a thank you from him? Did I get a thank you from him? Does he owe us a thank you or no? You think it's just a
he's thanking, he's going to thank Joe, he's going to thank Sean. He's not even thinking about us. Not even close to, that's not even in his world thinking about us in his spot.
Well, he's out.
You're declaring him out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't going to go that far. I just wanted to, you know, sort of like with Malachi Corley. Like, I was like thinking, you know, I'll cut him. And you're like, no, don't do that. That's too extreme. You just teach a teaching moment.
Time out. Did we not send him to the Knicks down in Atlanta? All expenses paid.
Mm-hmm.
Owner's box.
Yep. You did that.
Got treated like a king. No, we did that.
Yeah, you know, that was a huge deal. Yep. I mean, unfortunately, it didn't work out for the Knicks, but it gave us amazing content for the radio station. He got thrown out of the owner's box by Jamie Gertz. He dapped up Grant Hill. He had his sweaty shoulders out in the owner's box. Yep. Jamie Gertz said, "I'm uncomfortable with you being in here." I mean, that is...
I wonder if he smelled.
I mean, he's probably sweaty in that situation.
If he's, you know, if he had his hairy shoulders and armpits out, then he had a smell. And that's probably why she was uncomfortable with him being in there. And she used the whole Nick fan thing as the cover.
Yeah.
Like, if she would have walked up to him and said, "Hey, look, man, you smell, and I don't want to see your hairy armpits eating our food," that would be a tough one.
It's true. All right. So you feel like he's done. I'm not ready to say he's done. I'm more upset at the fact that he's not switching around the thing for Boomer and Geo Live. That's a more upset about that. You know, it's like I would think he would come running in that situation.
And he's going to Wicked.
With his girlfriend.
Now he's going to Plays.
He's going to Plays.
Yep. So are we thinking he's becoming more refined?
No, I don't think so. I think that he's...
You think that he shows up at Wicked with a Nick jersey on?
With the hairy armpits out? Would they allow you in if you were just wearing a Knicks jersey with no undershirt?
They're not going to tell you not to go.
Big Zoo at Wicked. I mean, that is going to be a rough, because you know he's not walking in there sober, right? There's no way. They're going to go out to dinner beforehand.
True.
He's going to get himself bent, and he's going to walk in there with his hairy shoulders. And they're going to be doing the whole good witch, bad witch thing. And he's just going to be, we here, Alphaba.
Is there a Nick game that night, by the way? Because that would tell me a lot about where he's at.
No, there's not a Nick game that night.
There's not a Nick game that night.
Oh, they're on the West Coast, and there's not a game.
Okay.
I know that just because it's Boomer and Geo Live.
Let's go, baby!
What?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What is... Oh, that's the Reds autograph.
Yeah, Reds autograph that for me.
Yeah, the Red Bulls mascot. I was like, what is that? Took me a second there. But yeah, it's a nice little autograph. He's got his horns and everything else. Yeah, there's no Nick game. Wicked.
Okay. Big Wicked night for the Big Zoo.
We outside, baby!
All right, so I don't want to get any more distracted on that. Boomer, his call is a final call that Zoo is now out of the inner circle. So you've got...
Because you can see Joe. Joe's like, hey, take care of my man, Big Zoo, here.
Yeah.
So Joe's playing.
Sean is his guy, producer of my show. He's a huge freaking Jets fan. He would love this. Doesn't get to do anything ever. They pay him like, you know, 5 cents to produce my show, if you know what I mean. This guy would love that. He's got a girlfriend he's trying to impress. You know, would you mind, you know, bringing on, you know, if you have extra tickets? He would love that. Yeah, have him call me. Next thing you know, Zoo and his girlfriend. Look at this. Look at this, honey.
But you think it was more... The Zoo initiated this or Joe?
I think probably it was like a both thing. Like Joe's like, man, like this is so nice. Zoo is probably like, I'd love to go to a game like that. I'll ask him.
I just think that Joe now is using the entree we were able to provide, helping his friends and his family and his coworkers.
That's why it's double secret leech spot.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. This is the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the Jets connection, Joe might have just like surpassed you guys in terms of the closeness to Sean.
And by the way, I don't know if how much you guys listened really closely to the game last night. Al Michaels was at his snarkiest.
Oh my God!
In the first half, and as the show is opening, who do they show? Fireman Ed.
Mm-hmm. He said, "What was it?" He was like, "You know, people in this area are always hacked off about something." Did you hear say that?
Well, he's right.
I mean, I know, but it was just funny.
You don't I actually laughed at that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's exactly right.
He did not want to be in New York calling that game in that first half. He did not want to be here.
Oh, he was, and of course, there's Fireman Ed, and then there's the whole brouhaha of about this and that. Yeah, because the Jets aren't scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. Can't just put Fireman Ed up there when another team's kicking your ass. So I'm sure they got a lot of Fireman Ed on the board last night in the second
hopefully
half.
Hopefully he's okay and his feelings aren't hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew that it was Aaron Rodgers that was pushing him out, you know, without a doubt. But then once it got into the papers and stuff, it made Aaron look bad. So we're like, all right, we got to make sure that that was definitely what was going on. No. I'm convinced.
I will say, though, the cayenne pepper water worked last night in the second half.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing it.
Do it.
I do it.
I do it.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com